From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The word of the Lord.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we're celebrating the feast day of St. Luke. And St. Luke, aside from writing this account of the gospel, is the patron saint of doctors and artists. And I feel like if you split St. Mark's by things that people do in the congregation, it would be like healing or community helper and creative stuff. And so, in a way, even though our patron saint is St. Mark, I feel like St. Luke is probably a close second for us as a parish family. And I say that because, you know, we have Dr. Charlie Sternberg here, a physician reading for us tonight, and we have our official musical artists here creating music, right? Being artists, right, in our presence. But even if you sit here or stand here as someone who would never claim healing or creativity as your gift, I'm here to tell you that you're wrong. This passage out of Luke, you know, Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." In our faith lives, in this journey that we're taking as Christians, in this community that we're living into, the reality is Christ has made us perfect, right? If we are made in the image of God and we follow Christ as our Savior, then we are, in fact, moving towards perfection, right? Jesus came to give freedom to the oppressed. That is a form of completion of perfection. He came to give sight to the blind, a form of freedom or perfection. And here we are in all of this freedom, completion, perfection. And our role now in society is to heal and to create. And sometimes that's in the physical body and in the physical world, right? As we make music, or perhaps we paint, or we draw, or we sculpt, or we knit. But sometimes it's kind of like God does in Genesis, ex nihilo, which, depending on where you fall, could be a heresy, but out of nothing. Sometimes it's out of nothing. Sometimes we create community. Sometimes we create harmony or grace or peace or love or forgiveness. And those kinds of creations also offer healing, right? Healing for our communities, healing for ourselves, for our families, for our workplaces, for our churches. Regardless of what your professional vocation is, your spiritual vocation is healing and creation. You are made in the image of God, in the image of the great healer and the great creator. It is at the core of who you are to do that work in this world. And so today, on St. Luke's Day, I hope that you will feel the blessing of St. Luke in your life, that you will find moments where you are, in fact, being healed or healing others around you, that you're creating, right? Even if it's just like a dinner recipe. All of that counts. It's not relegated just to our professional careers, but to our very life, to our very daily existence, that we give thanks to St. Luke and to this calling upon our lives that God has given us to be doctors and artists, healers and creators. Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.